Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast, the Super Bowl episode, guys.
Super Bowl week. Catch us on First Take on Thursday.
Yes, we might. Yep. We're gonna go see First Take live, and
we've been invited there as guests.
Yeah, one day, hopefully. Who knows? Probably not.
Thursday, you mean?
Yeah. Man, a Super Bowl in Atlanta hasn't happened like what 20 years?
No,
19, who cares?
Actually, yeah.
Those Rams Titans
18, 19
it?
Years, yeah. 2001 was actually
you wanna know,
19 years ago.
Can we just mention how crazy it is that? Can we just mention how crazy it is that the Pats played 2 years later in a Super Bowl? And
okay,
Brady's still a quarterback. Doesn't matter. We'll talk about that later. First, we're going to start off with the Pro Bowl.
Oh, that's all we need to talk about.
Yeah, there we go.
Jason
Witten broke the trophy. That's all you need to know.
Summarize this whole season, if we're being honest. But yeah, can I just say
summarize his whole announcing career?
I didn't watch any Pro Bowl. Didn't need to. I did enjoy seeing Zeke and Saquon Barkley playing defensive end. And Alvin Kamara getting a sack.
Mike Evans got an interception.
And Jalen Ramsey caught a touchdown. I mean, look, in my opinion, it should just be like a full-on just fun. It should just be that. If they made it straight up just that, just the shit, just let it go all to shit, I think people would take it better than when they try to make it sound like it's a professional thing, but it's not. But
You're required to play your not regular position.
I think we've talked enough about the Pro Bowl, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
NBA All-Star game, though. We'll be good.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right, guys. So, we're not trying to make this like a five-minute show. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go with Super Bowl prop bets, right? So, just random.
Oh, we're not talking about the actual Super Bowl.
We are at the end.
Sounds lame.
Not really. We're going to talk about some prop bets, and some of these are actual legit things, but some of these are just stupid odds that Vegas comes out with every year. So, I got a few websites. We're going to start off with SportingNews.com's prop bets. I want to see who they get them from. I think it's MyBookie.com, or BetOnline, sorry. They got it from different websites, but here are some odds, right? So, we're going to... do some prop bet picking. So pregame Super Bowl prop bets, guys. Will the opening coin toss land heads or tails? Now, heads one as a favorite at 105, but tails is also negative 105.
Wow,
so.
It's almost like there's a 50-50 shot.
Bro, honestly, man, I wish I could tell. I don't know. I think I'm gonna.
Hang on. I'd like to know if there are odds on it, on the coin not flipping, and they have to redo the coin flip. That's happening.
No,
before.
They're not. But
if Jason Witten
won
the coin, then that would be something I bet on.
Or Khalid Blakeman. I don't know if he's referring to Super Bowl or not.
If Jason Witten was flipping the coin would get lost. It'd just disappear midair. Never to be found again until Buffalo. It turns out Buffalo Wild Wings replace the quarter and we go to overtime because a player slips on the coin or something like that. But yeah, last year, according to this website, last year was heads, but the four Super Bowl coin flips before that resulted in tails. We already know the Patriots choose heads, always choose heads. So if you think it's a lucky year, perhaps you'll go that route. I'm going to stick with the.
My philosophy is tails never fails. So I'm going to.
Is that why you're failure in life?
Is that why what?
Nothing.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with if the Patriots always choose heads, I'm sticking with them.
We're actually picking this?
Yes.
Tails.
Ah, I see. All right, next. Will the length of the national anthem exceed 1 minute 50 seconds?
There's a science behind this. Wait, what's the time?
1 minute 50 seconds.
Who's singing it?
Gladys Knight.
Ooh. Interesting.
So here's the thing, right? 1 minute 50 seconds.
How old is she?
I can look that up. I was gonna say Gladys Knight, man. She's probably in her older phase.
I'd imagine. What genre of music did she sing?
So she's the Empress of Soul. 74 years old. So I think that a minute 50 is too long to be on kneeling during the national anthem. So I'm gonna go under. I think that
I'll take the over.
Look, if I was
Nick, what's your science?
Usually, well, I've never actually heard her do anything before, but usually you take whatever the time is, you compare it to their three most recent national anthems, if they even have them, then you add 10 seconds because it's a Super Bowl to whatever their like at the averages for the previous ones.
That's actually interesting.
That's what I did for the Super Bowl where I did a lot of betting 2 years ago.
YouTube has her at 2 minutes and 4 seconds on one of them.
That's interesting. See, so that, I'd take the over on her. Because the year the Patriots played the Falcons, I got that anthem right.
I mean,
I've heard Hayden, it says for the record, it clocks in at 137.
The record in general?
Yeah.
For the Super Bowl.
No, but it says for her when she sang – like her. It says from in 1991 when she sang it, it was at 1 minute 37 seconds.
YouTube.
Which is lightning quick as Pink sang for 2 minutes. And the average in recent years per Odd Shark has been a minute 58. So
yeah, I'm definitely going the over on Gladys.
Okay.
I'll take the over as well.
All right. Next – who will be shown first during the anthem, Belichick or McVay? Belichick is Belichick would be the favorite here.
So just between these two people, no one else would count.
Belichick's the favorite.
I would agree. It's gonna be Belichick.
I'd go with Belichick too.
Interesting. I'm gonna go with Belichick. Although I wouldn't be shocked if McVay they show McVay because it's his first.
I feel like they show him because he's pretty cute.
Hey man. If you're good looking and you have some and you have some sort of offensive competence, you're getting a head coaching job in the NFL. All right.
His girlfriend's pretty hot too.
Okay. Well, next, will Gladys Knight kneel during the anthem?
No.
That's a thing.
Yes, at +150. No. -120.
No.
She will not. There's no way. There's no way.
That seems like such a that's an easy win. There's not a chance in hell.
What'd you say?
What are the odds again?
+150, yes. No, -120.
Oh, I would so bet on that. I would so bet.
I would too.
If I could actually do it.
Yeah. If it was legal in Georgia.
Yeah, I'm gonna take no.
I mean, there's no way.
I'd be shocked.
Hey man, might as well do it. It'd be funny.
I don't think so.
That's what you think.
That'd be funny.
Getting on the white man's television and kneeling on the white man's into politics. No, I'm not. I'm just.
Of course, he turned into politics. Right. Like he does with everything.
Will Gladys Knight omit a word from national anthem? From
Hold up, is she really this like whack?
I don't know. No, probably not. But I mean, it's just bets that are made. I don't know. Hey. All I'm saying
because I know some people leave out God in the national anthem.
Pam, I don't care if you forget all the words of the national anthem. You can't get any worse than what Fergie did at the All-Star game. So that's my opinion. You could say just random shit the whole time, and I'll be like, you know what? You did it better than Fergie.
That was awful.
After that performance, I just don't think the national anthem could be done any more harm. That was as bad as it could get.
I'll go with no because, I'll go with no.
She's going to give the anthem back its voice.
Yes, at +400 and no is at -700. So, all right.
I'm going to go with no.
She said she's going to stand for that historic choice of words. All right, she's going to stand. So take your money right there.
That's an easy money.
Moving on, this is for the halftime show. All right, so what song will Maroon 5 open up halftime with?
I forgot. So I'm gonna skip this. No, you it's gonna be the girls, song they have
with all the females.
The one with Cardi B.
It's gotta be. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's that.
Look, I don't listen to Maroon 5.
Neither do I. I'm not gay.
I feel like that. That's a lot of exclusivity towards other groups. Look, the only time I ever cared about Adam Levine is, like, on The Voice when, like, 5 years ago when that show was
from that one Lonely Island song.
That too. He did – hold up.
It was YOLO. That was the song.
No, that was Kendrick Lamar. I think you're thinking of
Iron. No, they were in both. Both of them were in that.
Oh, okay.
Kendrick Lamar was, like, an accountant or a tax dude or something. And Adam Levine was wearing, like –
Yeah, he also did Iran So Far, which is good too. So, yeah. All right. Will he wear a leather jacket? Yes, at -200. No, +160.
Jeez, is he a big leather jacket guy?
Leather jacket. I don't know.
They're saying probably.
I don't know.
Hold on. I'm gonna Google a picture and see if he's wearing a leather jacket. If he is, then I'm go on board.
I'll go yes because it seems like a douchey thing to do.
A douchey thing. Yo, I've just been hurt by the last two acts, man. Justin Timberlake and Maroon 5. There isn't any... Like, as you... If I had to just
At least they have Travis Scott.
I'll be honest. At least...
Hey, look.
What are the odds he even wears a jacket?
What are the odds he wears clothing? I'm kidding.
I'm going to go pretty high on that one.
Pretty.
I would hope it's high.
Makes all the monies.
Wait, is this bet what kind of jacket he will wear? Or
it just says, will he wear a leather jacket?
Oh, I'm taking no. I'm taking no.
All right, moving on. Will Andre 3000 join Big Boy? Yes, +300. No, -500.
That's interesting. I forgot Big Boy was playing.
Yeah, I thought it was only Travis, but no, I guess Big Boy's joining, so. Well.
Jesus. Never mind. I was going to say something about the Celtics, but not pertinent. I think Gordon Hayward got bit by somebody.
Okay, so here's my thing, right? How has there been an Outkast reunion in years? When was the last time they got together?
This seems like it'd be the time for it.
Yeah. This should be the time for it.
I'll go with yes, just because I want to see it. I want to hear Miss Jackson.
So I'm going to just...
Oh yeah, this kid doesn't know who Outkast is. Everybody,
it's okay. We'll forgive. No, you won't.
I do have. I played 50 Cent for my dad in the car the other day, and he also thought it was Snoop Dogg Hayden. So there are two people on Earth that dumb.
Yikes!
Sorry, I didn't pay attention to artists when I was a kid. Okay, I don't listen to.
Doesn't know who Outkast is. You lived in Georgia how many decades?
Hayden, do you
know who Outkast is?
Hayden learned his types of guns though.
Actually, you're not right. A gun person.
He'd go home from school all frustrated. Oh, we're not going to go to that show. Fam, I'm telling you, a GGC is the creepiest thing. Some guy was... I mean, look, you can be a gun advocate, not when you're doing it in the middle of school. It was just weird.
I was a little scared walking the B building.
And he looked the part. He looked the part. It's not that he's just...
Johan has a fear of people in trench coats.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I do too. I do too.
Like, I have no problem with trench coats, but like, I walk in a B building and everybody's just... All right, hold up.
Johan, just save it. Continue with prop bets. Nobody needs to hear this.
All right. I'm gonna take a no that Andre will not join.
I think he will.
I don't know. It'd be cool if he did. It'd be awesome. All right. Moving on. Will any performer fall down? Yes, +500. No, -900.
Performer. So just like even background people.
Anybody?
I'm going to take a yes.
I'll say yes, because I think this includes, like, the extras dancing.
I'm going to say no.
All right.
Because they probably prepared for this. No. Unless we get another, was it right or
left shark? Left shark.
Left shark.
But which one is left shark?
Let me make sure that, okay.
My left or Katy Perry's left?
True. That is a
you don't know which one's messing up.
All right. So, now we're going to get into the in-game Super Bowl prop bets. And there's going to be a lot of them.
Whoa, dude. What about the it's going to be different ones.
Can you give me a second?
That's post-game.
That's the first one, Hayden.
Oh, is it really?
Cool. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe
all right,
I was setting you up.
We're gonna get a shit. Okay. We're gonna have a shit ton of in-game Super Bowl prop bets, right? All right. What color of liquid will be poured on the winning coach? Clear.
What color of a liquid?
Plus 250. Yellow, plus 300. Clear. Red, plus 600. Blue, plus 400.
Purple, wow, they're sleeping
plus
on orange.
900.
Wow.
Plus 700. Orange, plus 400. Now, you put a dollar for purple, in my opinion. You just take it. You take it. It's a perfect spot.
What was purple at? Plus?
Plus 900.
Wait, did either of the coaches get a Gatorade bath in the conference championship games?
I'm
sure they both did.
I feel like probably McVay did, if anybody would.
I would want to
pour Gatorade on Belichick because he might cut you.
I know. When I think of Gatorade, I think of orange, but that could just
I think of orange, too.
That's a very popular color.
So I'll go with orange.
Yeah, I'm going to go with orange, too.
I guess some people are lame and want to dump water on their coaches at plus two, because that's the.
No, they don't drink water though.
But yeah, red is at plus. Oh yeah, it's yellow with plus 300, and then orange plus 400. So those are.
I'm gonna go with orange.
Yeah, I'll take orange.
I'll take orange with y'all. All right. Will there be a flea flicker? Yes, ooh. plus 400. No, minus 700.
The Patriots
did attempt, yeah. The Patriots attempted a flea flicker last week, I think.
I just want to say.
I think there will be. I think there will be.
Wait, can we go back to the Gatorade shower for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
So all the pictures of Bill Belichick with the Gatorade shower on Google have been clear. It's interesting. So I just want to put that out there.
Clear
Gatorade, or are they drinking water?
Has McVay gotten any Gatorade showers?
It just said, I don't see McVay. Hold on.
Okay, he got a water shower after they beat the Colts. Yeah, 46-9. But other than that, he hasn't gotten a water shower. Now, last year, Doug Peterson was given a yellow Gatorade shower. So.
Which is also one of the main colors you think of in Gatorade.
Although the best flavor is
I'm still going with
Arctic
orange,
Blue.
I'll
stick with orange. Now,
I'm not considering clear. There's no clear Gatorade. That's just water.
Yeah, there are. There's
just
clear.
Water. That's why it said liquid poured on winning coach. They never said
there's
Gatorade.
Clear Gatorade.
Oh. No. When I think clear, I think water clear.
There are Gatorade. The freaking, what is it called? It's like the Ice Series Gatorade. It's actually really good.
Y'all ever had the Arctic Freeze Gatorade, I think that's what it's called. It's really good. It's my favorite.
Isn't that the clear one?
No, it's blue.
It's like a punch. Teal.
Ice punch.
Yeah, it's
good.
Amazing. And then there's
ice
the
punch
cherry.
Is completely clear.
Good. All right. So, we're all in orange.
Okay. Yeah, you can go back to that one.
Moving on. So, will there be a flea flicker? Yes, plus 400. No, minus 700.
I'll go with yes.
Yeah, I'll go with yes, just because we saw the Patriots doing last weekend. In the Super Bowl, you're gonna try to be creative. You're gonna see if anything could work. So.
Might as well cheer for the fun, so I'll go with yes as well.
All right, who will
is there
the
a
MV...
Philly special one on here?
No.
If that's
who,
be done? No.
Who will the MVP mention first in speech? God plus 300, teammates plus 200,
Disney
coach World. plus 600, owner plus 750, fans plus 1,000, refs plus 5,000.
Refs?
No
family
way.
Family plus 600, none of the above plus 400.
Hold on, what was the second option?
Teammates plus 200. So... Yeah.
It's going to be God.
Well, it depends. I know Jared Goff's a really religious guy, so I think he'd go God first, but I don't know about
that
Brady.
That is true. It does depend on player.
Who would Brady think?
So we'll go back to his previous five Super Bowl speeches.
I feel like Brady might say, his family.
Yo, I'll go. Yo, y'all give me, a minute. I can go see what I can find.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Giselle or his family.
I'm going to say if it's Brady, but that's we're kind of giving up, who we think's going to win. I don't know. I don't want to spoil my pick, but I guess I'll say Brady, too. I think Brady will get – we'll mention his family.
Yeah, I think Brady's going to mention his family. Goff will mention God.
If it's anyone other than Brady, I think it's going to be God. But I think Brady
– Yeah, he doesn't seem like a godly guy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, every time I don't remember him.
I can't picture
God
him
on any of his.
Yeah, I can't picture
MVP
him saying
speeches.
Yeah, nah. He's cocked by his wife, so I'm pretty sure he'd go with family.
Well, his wife's also like a supermodel, so.
God, right now, I'm trying to listen to this 2017 one, and he doesn't mention anything.
Hasn't mentioned anything.
He has, but he's just been.
He's got to be talking about something, Johan.
He's talking about just plays. He hasn't thanked anybody yet.
If he mentions any teammates,
he mentions coaches, teammates, and all that.
Okay, so
I think that might have been it. Yeah. All right. So if the Patriots win, you'd probably want to take teammates or coach. But
I'm still gonna say family.
I'll say family.
I think it's gonna be a little different this year.
Well, it depends on who's MVP. Like, I don't know if Tom Brady will be Super Bowl MVP this year. If I pick the Patriots, probably gonna be Sony Michel, just because. Yeah. But
They'll give it to Brady. If the Patriots win, it goes to Brady.
Yeah, it will go to Brady.
It should have been James White against the Falcons, but
I'll give you that. It should have been. James White had 3 touchdowns and like 100 something yards. Deion Lewis was like coming back from injury, and then he played really well the divisional game, and then James White just was like, ha, go somewhere else. Yeah. I'm gonna take. I'll take God at 300.
Going with God. That's what I think it'll be if it's anyone but Brady. But yeah, I think Brady.
That's just taking the field. So, all right. Will points record be broken? Now this points record, I think, no. Is 75. So yes, plus 425. No, minus 800. I will be taking no.
The combined points no. record 75.
I think it was 75.
You guys are both saying no. I mean, I feel like no.
If it was the Chiefs instead of the Patriots, then sure. But
oh well, no. The Chiefs scored one. They scored 10 something. Well,
with this one, you're pretty much putting the over under at 75, and that's a little rough. So I'm gonna go with no on that.
I'm trying to find the highest scoring Super Bowl. That's just telling me a playoff game. It's not even telling me Super Bowl. Yeah, it's not giving me any. Most points in a game by a single team was 55 from Denver or San Francisco and Denver, but doesn't say anything about most points scored in the game.
There's a 55-10 Super Bowl. Hold on, I might be able to find this.
Can you really not just Google highest scoring?
I did.
I found an article saying Patriots and Eagles was the second highest, so it's gotta.
Okay, most points 75. Most points was 75. Was San Francisco versus San Diego, and Super Bowl 39 or 29? Sorry. So 75. 75 points is
It's still a no from me.
I'm taking a no. Yeah, I'm gonna say no. Mentioned Belichick McVay age gap. Yes, minus 200. No, plus 150.
Oh,
I'm saying yes,
definitely.
They're, yes, that's definitely what we talked about.
They mentioned it preseason shit. Well, CBS shows Saints Rams pass interference. Yes, ooh, plus 200. No, 300.
Yes, they will.
Yes,
they will. Absolutely.
Okay, during
it.
This is during the game though, not
yeah.
pre-game. Not
yeah,
pre-game.
During the game. During the
during
game.
The
during the game.
Game.
They'll show
no.
it once. They'll show it once.
No, I don't think they do it during the game. I think pre-game they will.
Bradley Roby is going to – oh, God, no. Nickell Roby Coleman. He'll make a tackle, and you're like, well, remember Nickell Roby.
That's what I was
going to
say.
They have to show it, though. They have to show the highlight.
Yeah, they have to show it.
I don't think they show it.
They will.
I don't think so. Not during the
actual this
game.
Is getting heated. We're getting heated over passing.
Hayden doesn't know prop bets like I know prop bets.
Hey, man, didn't you get the – you got the overtime thing?
Yeah, I bet overtime. On the Falcons.
I mean, honestly,
anyone taking those odds?
Why didn't you? Yeah,
because I don't have a what your grandfather? I don't have a grandfather that lives next to a casino that can get me money. Woo-hoo!
Gambling isn't good, kids.
It's
gambling's amazing. I can't wait to Georgia.
He says he has DraftKings and Draft downloaded on his phone, just waiting for NFL season to come back. I was really sad when I found out that you can't use any sports books outside of New Jersey, because I would be on that all the time.
I just want to be able to drive down to Taco Mac, throw down some money, profit.
Oh, shit, that'd be awesome. Just the bad beats, though. I guess that's the good thing about not
give me $50 on the whoever the fucks are playing.
All right, Gisele Bündchen showed on live broadcast over under 1.5 times.
And there's one and a half.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh no, that's the over under. Sorry, I don't know. I said that. There's no odds. Over under 1.5 times. What was the name of?
Because they'll show her once. They'll absolutely show her in a booth once. I don't know about 2 times.
Do you remember AJ McCarron's girlfriend? Where I think it was Brad Musburger was like.
Oh yeah.
Like yeah. Oh man.
Okay, so if they showed her post game during the celebration, that would be
doesn't count,
right?
Nope.
I'm gonna say once then.
So under.
You're taking the under, and
I'll take the under because I think if the Patriots win, they'll show her after when the game's over. But I only think they show her once during.
Nick, what are you? What are you saying?
No, I only once the under.
I think if the Pats have like a lead at the end of the game, I think they'll show her more than once. If they have like a comfortable lead, like if it's like 10 points and there's like 2 minutes left, that's not gonna happen at all. But I just think it depends on how the game's going. Like if it's like if it looks like the Patriots are gonna win, then I think they'll show her and be like, "Hey, there's Tom Brady's family, probably hoping he retires because supposedly he had like 6 concussions in like the last few years." I don't know. I'll take the over. So
interesting.
All right. Oh damn it! What I did not mean. All right. Now these are now I'm gonna pull up some odds that directly relate to the Super Bowl if I can find the freaking page that I just took off. I'm actually really hurt. Nope, that's not it. All right. I'm hurt now because I did not mean to. Oh, fuck. Okay, here it is. All right. Who will score the first touchdown of the game, guys?
Sony Michel.
Okay.
Well, okay. If Tom Brady throws it to Sony Michel, that's both, right?
I don't know.
Saying if that happened.
Why would he throw it to Sony? I feel like
I'm just saying it's hypothetical.
If
he throws it to Edelman, would they give it to both?
I guess.
That's interesting.
Maybe it's
know.
Just asking which team is going to score the first touchdown.
Well, is Brady? Oh, well, do you have the options?
No, it just tells me it's just a blank line.
Oh.
Well, that's not helpful.
Lame.
I'm going to say.
Let me see if the other one I have open will. I can give you all a cool stat from the other one I have. I still have like another page open for it. So this is from. Oh. Wow. Westgate has all its Super Bowl odds. So from Westgate, will the Patriots score a touchdown the first quarter, right? Yes, -110 and no, -110. Now here's what the article says from Washington Post. It's one of the most remarkable stats to come out of the Bill Belichick / Tom Brady Patriots dynasty. In 8 previous Super Bowl appearances with those two, New England has not scored a touchdown in the first quarter.
That's crazy.
So with that in mind, yo, there's 33 pages of odds, bro, just from Westgate.
I saw that. I saw that. I couldn't go through all of them.
Whew. 33 pages.
I think the Patriots get a first quarter touchdown.
You think?
Time. Yeah.
I want to take the Rams scoring first. But I think the Patriots will score in the first quarter. I think if this game will make them have to score in the first quarter, so. That's a crazy stat.
I also think the Rams will score first, too.
That's
crazy.
It's
going to be girly.
What about you, Nick? Nick, you ready to go?
For which one? I think the Patriots score in the first half, in the first quarter.
Okay, but who do you think scores first?
Player or team?
Team.
Patriots.
Okay. How many touchdowns will be scored in the first half?
Touchdowns.
I think three.
I'd go three.
Yeah, I'd go three.
Yeah, I think three is good too.
All right. Let's see. How many touchdowns touchdown passes will Tom Brady and Jared Goff throw? Over 4.5 or under 4.5?
More than 4. I think they'll throw 6.
You think 6?
Yeah.
6 is high.
5.
I'm going to say under 4.5. I'm going to go with under.
Yeah, I want to go under because I think that
the running backs.
The Patriots have been just depending on Brady to get them in position to score. They haven't the last two games. They haven't really. They've been giving it to Sony Michel a lot more. So yeah, I'm going to go with under.
I think that's. I'm pretty confident with that under too. To be honest. Yeah.
Will either quarterback throw for 325 passing yards or more? I say yes. Goff does.
If it was going to be a quarterback, it would be Goff. I'm going to say no, though. I'm going to say neither get to the 325-yard mark. I think the running backs are going to take a chunk out of both the quarterbacks' games in terms of passing yards.
I'll go with one of them, Will.
Okay. Will either team be trailing by 10 points or more in the fourth quarter? I say no.
Four?
We've seen... You know, we've seen more, but
are there any odds for this? Or
is it it's just yes or no. This one didn't have odds on it. I'm sorry, I couldn't find it. Yeah, this one just didn't have odds on it.
I'm gonna say no.
I'll go with no as well.
All right, so this is the last few ones we're gonna do. Total rushing yards for the Rams over 120 over under. The over under is 127.5.
Wow, specific.
Yeah. They didn't. Okay, so, I mean, I guess it depends on Todd Gurley if he's okay, because he just didn't play that well against New Orleans, and I don't know. People were saying like he was hurt, but the week before he ran for 1-something, so that could be it. But yeah, they combined a total of 60 yards rushing, or Anderson and Gurley did against New Orleans.
It was 60.
Yeah. And New England's defense is 11th in rushing yards allowed. They allow 112. They allow 112.7. So,
I'm gonna still go with over. I'm gonna go with over still.
Same.
I'll go under. I'll go under. So here's so the Rams have gone over 127.5 rushing yards in 11 of 18 games this season, though the Patriots have only allowed more than 127.5 rushing yards in just 6 games.
So legit, it does balance out.
Yeah.
But
total fumbles lost by both teams over under 1.5. The under is favored here.
So lost.
Yeah.
That means if you fumble and get it back, it wouldn't count.
Yeah.
1.5. Those tricky people. They know what they're doing with those lines. I'm gonna say under.
I'll go over.
Under. There's only gonna be one lost.
All right. We should be. Yep, we have like two. Okay, we have two more before. We're gonna go two more. Points in the high scoring quarter: over 21 or under 21. And
combined both teams, right?
Yeah. So of the 144 quarters played by both teams this season, only 13 went over 21 points. 4 by the Patriots, 9 by the Rams. While 9 more landed exactly on 21. In Los Angeles' last 7 games, only 1 quarter went over 21 points. I'm gonna go under.
Go under too for a Super Bowl.
I feel like that's these teams play decent enough defense. I think.
All right, and this one will. This one's gonna be a little more. I think this one's gonna be a little more easier. Will either team score in the final 3 minutes 30 seconds of the game? Yes is favored at -170, and no is +145. A team has scored in the last 3.5 minutes of the game in 20 of the past 25 Super Bowls. Last year, the Eagles scored 10 points in the last 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
The only way it doesn't happen is if a team just runs down the clock with the ball.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes.
So, I mean, I'm going to say yes.
Including that, every Patriots Super Bowl has been, you know, one possession finals.
Yeah.
Or it's always been within a one possession. So probably in those 3 minutes and 30 seconds, somebody will define the game. All right. With that said, it's time to preview the Super Bowl, boys. New England coming in. 2.5-point favorites against the Los Angeles Rams, according to the score, the app I'm using. With a, they are 2.5-point favorites, with 56.5 being the over-under. So, just comes out.
Can I just say something?
Go ahead.
I'm the only one here that predicted at least one team right in the Super Bowl of the preseason, and that was the Patriots. So I just want to throw that out there.
But both my teams made the playoffs.
Neither of my teams made the playoffs. Playoffs? I trusted the Steelers. I gave you Falcons fans some kudos. I'm like, maybe this is your year.
You jinxed them, man.
And you know what? Next year, I'm going to say Chiefs Rams is going to be the Super Bowl, and they're both going to miss.
You can't purposely jinx, though. That's not how it works. That's got to be a sincere jinx.
Oh, fine. God, 3 hours and fucking how long was that show? 2-something or 3 hours? 2 hours, 36 minutes and 26 seconds just for me to be completely wrong on my championship outlook.
Sounds about right.
I had the Pats losing to the Jags, man. Guys, basically I'm just saying this good to times. Let you know, don't listen to anything I say.
I think they knew that by now.
All right. So,
we've heard enough.
Man, Tom Brady's first Super Bowl against the Rams and faces them again, but and kind of, I guess, in a similar way, the offense is still as explosive as that one was. Greatest show on turf. And this is, I guess, greatest show on turf part two. Except you replace a couple people.
Like so, 53 of them.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah. I guess... See, what worries me for the Patriots is this, right? I get it. They think that they're underdogs, and that's because they truly are, like, in my opinion. Name-wise.
No.
Name-wise. Yes, name-wise. Name-wise, you give me all 22, all starting 22 on the Rams, and you put all 22 from the Patriots, I'm pretty sure the Rams side is better.
I mean, sure, but, like, in general, but, I would say the public would not consider them underdogs.
And they're favorites in this game. I'm just saying that they should be the underdog just because of how talented the Rams are. I guess it's more like their defense has just been a letdown, but they played a little better. I mean,
Johan's unorthodox plays. Underdog thing back and rolling. Sorry,
hey,
bud.
Man, we're the still here. Now. That's the Patriots saying right now. We're still here. New England on the road, 3.5 wins and 5 losses, and Los Angeles 7-1 at home. Not that it really matters, but I don't know. This game, I don't know what to. I legit just don't know how I want to, how I'm gonna pick it, because, like, I don't know. It's just rough.
I mean, it's going to come down, I think, to how well Jared Goff plays, especially if the running game doesn't pick up. I mean, Jared Goff, he hasn't really done anything spectacular in his other two playoff games this year, but, you know, he's done enough. He hasn't made any mistakes. I don't think he's thrown an interception. I could be wrong, but in watching the games I've played, I don't remember a big interception that he threw.
Did he not throw a pick? Yeah, he threw a pick in this offseason. Postseason.
It wasn't his fault, though. It wasn't his fault.
It doesn't matter. Still a pick.
Okay, so it was...
Threw a pick against New Orleans, yes.
It was a pick. Yeah. Went through Todd Gurley's hands. But in general, Jared Goff has shown some good decision-making in the playoffs. I wouldn't count that pick against him. That was just a bad drop pass.
If Brady throws like he did on the goal line against Kansas City.
Why is everyone throwing the ball on the goal line? Didn't they learn?
Did Russell Wilson not teach us this lesson
years
ago?
The Seahawks embarrassment apparently did not. Apparently other teams didn't learn from that.
You know what sucks? That team probably would have been a good old fucking dynasty had they just let Marshawn Lynch carry it. Because he would have gotten in.
Yeah, that's what that would have been two straight Super Bowls for them.
Prime Marshawn Lynch was not somebody you could just mess with. That man was a beast.
It's kind of funny because Derek Carr, I think it was this year, or was it last year?
It was last year. He said, I'll give it to Marshawn on the one. Then he threw a pick.
Yeah, at the 1 yard line with Marshawn as the running back.
So I think my keys for each team is, I guess the Pats secondary and the Rams D line. I think those are my, I think those are people that need to come up the most.
Can someone other than Aaron Donald step up?
Their D line name wise has been pretty. I mean, Dante Fowler was what, a top 10 pick, and Dominican Sue's been pretty good, solid his career. Not this year. But in the playoffs, he's been pretty. In the playoffs, he's been all right.
The other guys still got to step up.
But, I mean, Aaron Donald, they have playmakers on that D-line that – I mean, look, all it takes is just one hit on Brady.
You guys named the three of the four. Can you name the four starting D-linemen?
Brockers?
I don't think he starts.
Oh.
Michael Ebukam.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I couldn't. I thought it was Brockers.
No, I have no idea, actually.
But yeah, to me, it's just we've seen the Giants do it. The Eagles kind of did it, mainly at the end of last year. You just have to get to Brady and make him uncomfortable, and you know that unravels the offense, including this offense. Where I mean, I guess passing wise, they don't have as many great options. Edelman's been solid. And Gronk, I mean, he played really well in the Chiefs game. But, yeah, this game to me, I think that the offense is probably going to lean on Sony Michel a lot more, how they have this whole playoffs. So, to me, yeah, it's just going to be the D-line. Can they, win in the trenches? And, yeah. And the Pats secondary, just to me, they can make it. Jared Goff, this is the biggest game of his life, so. They can make him uncomfortable. Stephon Gilmore's been a pretty good shutdown corner all year. So
Brandon Cooks is going to have to step up for the Rams, in my opinion. He hasn't really – ever since he got traded from the Saints, he just hasn't been, like, the dominant player that he was with the Saints. I mean, last year –
I mean, no, he's still been a 1,000-yard receiver the last 2 years. He's still pretty good.
But it didn't seem like he's not doing as good as what he did with the Saints, though. Like – he's not as explosive.
Brandon Cooks is 15 yards off of Robert Woods for lead in receiving yards
this year. I mean, I'm not saying he's bad. I expect more.
That's crazy. Julian Edelman's the leader for the Patriots at 850. James White, 751. And then Josh Gordon was at 737.
Gross.
So I was going to win a Super Bowl, but then I got high.
Oh, man. I hope they give him a ring. It'd be cool. But
he's not. Is he technically on the team still?
No, I don't think so. No,
he ain't getting a ring then.
But yeah, it's. I'm interested to see how Jared Goff does. He started off really slow last week, or against the Saints, which kind of worried a little.
But... what do you guys think the line for this game? Do you think it's fair?
56.5.
No, I mean the.
Patriots past 2.5. I would have just made it to pick them. Actually, I would have favored the Rams.
Well, the Rams were favored initially by one.
Yeah, I would have.
I like that. I would have made Patriots being favored is fair.
Yeah, I would have given Rams 3, but that's it.
Apparently, 80% of the money is being bet on the Patriots. So that's also interesting. I would say it's expected the Patriots be favored.
They've
been in what? How many Super Bowls with Brady and
Belichick? This is like the
Nine.
Let's see. How many this decade? One against the Giants.
What's the most Super Bowl appearances by a single team?
I think they're the lead. I think they have the most.
I think they are the lead.
Besides the Patriots.
I'd probably say Steelers or Cowboys.
Yeah, Steelers. I still think Steelers and Cowboys have the most Super Bowls, right? At six? Or Steelers have six, and the 49ers
Steelers have six, well, Cowboys have five.
Okay.
Brady and Belichick, do they have more Super Bowl appearances than any other team? That's what I'm interested in. I think they might.
They might, yeah.
Which is crazy.
I can go look that up real quick.
I think they do. I don't think any team's been in five.
Yeah, most Super Bowl appearances is New England with 11. But the most Super Bowl victories is still the Steelers with six.
But the Patriots would tie them if they get this. Did the Patriots win before, Brady?
No.
They probably were 0 for 2.
Yeah,
they were 0 for 2. I thought they were 0 for 2.
No, you're right. They're 0 for 2. I'm sorry. That's on me. Yeah, they're 0 for 2. I forgot that they got smacked both times they were in the Super Bowl. Prior to Brady.
Yeah, but you were totally a fan.
I wasn't born when they were in the Super Bowl before Brady.
Am I wrong, though?
All right, so I think it's time for us to pick it. Pick the game.
All right, we'll let Johan go ahead and pick the Patriots.
Why do I have to pick? Yeah, I'm taking. I'm going to take New England. I'm really uncertain about this
final,
game.
Give a final score as well.
Okay. I'll just explain myself. I just think that this game could get out of hand. I think this game has the potential of getting out of hand if I guess the Rams D-line can get to Brady. Because I don't like our chances against that
D-line. So you're saying if there's a blowout, it's going to be the Patriots that get blown out?
Yeah.
But you're picking the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the Patriots. I think we win. But I still think that that if anybody gets blown out, it's going to be the Pats. You know, fall of the dynasty. But I think the Pats win. I'll go.
Did your horn cut out?
No.
Hello?
I'm thinking of a score. I'll go.
The Patriots are going to go up 28-3 and then blow that lead in Atlanta.
Oh, man, I'd cry.
And the Falcons fans would
be
happy.
I'd cry. I'm going to go
32-27.
I'm going to go 32-27.
32. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go 30.
A little weird score going there.
It is, but I'm just going to go 32-27. Patriots victory. And I'm going to go with my with the Super Bowl MVP will be given to Brady, but Sonny Michel's probably up next. Will probably be my second pick.
All right, Nicholas, what do you think?
Well, the Rams have the better O-line. I think they also have the better D-line. I think they probably have the better secondary, the better running backs, better receivers.
I don't know about secondary.
I'm still going to pick the Patriots.
I don't know about secondary.
Wow.
That's just me.
Wait, hang on. Okay, Stephon Gilmore's better than any first corner the Rams have. J.C. Jackson's undrafted. Maryland.
Yeah, but he's been pretty good.
Corner. Would you take him over Marcus Peters?
Yeah, the way Marcus Peters been playing.
Akeem Talib.
Marcus Peters is trash.
None of those guys are better. And I still think that I'll take Devin McCourty and Jason McCourty.
I'd take John Johnson over both of them.
I think the Patriots have a better secondary, but
I'll pick the Patriots.
Have better names. What's your score?
34-31. All right. So you'd have the overhitting in the game too with that final score. I guess we're going to clean sweep, boys. I have the Patriots as well.
Fuck! No! I'm picking Rams. I'm taking
Rams.
Too late.
You don't get to.
It's like the one bite pizza reviews. Once you put it in, it's too late.
Bro, nah.
It's official. It's been locked in.
All our straight sweeps have lost their games.
It's too late, man. Destiny is already. I'm not even doing this on purpose either because I really think the Patriots are gonna win. My final score would be 27. All right,
57% chance of rain, but it's in a fucking dome. interesting fact though, the Rams have a 58% chance, or their win probability is Rams 58%. according to the score, which is actually crazy because, you know, I guess it's more Vegas if anything, but man, I think it's going to be an interesting, just probably more interesting than Chiefs Rams, because that was just an offensive.
I wanted that Super Bowl, by the way. But as long as the Taints aren't in it, we're good.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, no, I think we'll get a solid game. If anybody can I guess handle the Rams, it could probably be anybody, or it could probably be the Saints when they're not getting clocked or fucked by the refs. Or Belichick, so. but yeah.
All right, so we have a consensus, everyone.
Fuck, man.
Rams fans, you are welcome.
Yeah, Rams fans. There's
anybody that listen to us. Chargers fans, there might be one out there.
Chargers fans, fuck off.
You might flip to the Rams now.
Go somewhere else.
Who knows?
We don't want you here. Go back to San Diego with your fucking zoo.
We can't lose our one listener, okay, Johan? You have to be nicer than that.
I'd rather have, like, a Jets fan full of mediocrity.
Ew.
Than a Chargers fan.
What's wrong against Chargers fans?
Their team plays in a soccer stadium and can't even fill it up.
It's not their fault.
It is their fault. It completely is their fault.
San Diego, love them. Love them. Opposing fans would invade their stadium as well. But at least it was bigger, and at least it kind of sold out.
So are we done here?
Hey, man, a Rams-Chargers Super Bowl would have been cool just because it would have been a fight for the heart of Los Angeles fans. And that's not really a heart. That's just, like, a little bit of attention.
Oh, wait. Oh, man. I wish there was a prop bet for will there be a parade and how many people will show up if the Rams win.
Oh, probably a lot. It's Los Angeles. They're going to gravitate towards their winning teams. Yes, they are.
Video? Did you see that video of the people in the bar when the Rams hit the field goal to win the game?
No, I didn't.
They're just clapping.
Oh, I did, actually.
They're just clapping.
All right. But I do want to get this in right before.
Oh, gosh.
So, Anthony Davis has supposedly asked for a trade.
Ew. We're talking about the sport?
Yeah, we're talking about basketball a little. And
surprise basketball.
I just wanted to mention, I have to go find it, but Nick Wright.
Are we not all suffered with this?
Dumbest tweet I've ever seen.
The ugliest fake trade ever.
All right, so Nick Wright tweets. Here's the trade Magic Johnson should offer, and I assume he will. Lonzo Ingram, Kuzma, Zubac, and Lance for cap purposes, and two unprotected firsts for Anthony Davis, and it works out. Now, that's giving up. Everybody.
A starting five
much
and two
you're starting four minus your starting five minus.
That's giving up everybody you've picked in like the last 3 years. Except Lance.
Yeah, if I'm them, I don't do that.
If I'm
you're giving
them,
up so much.
If I'm them, I'm okay with letting go of Lance and either Lonzo I'm good with giving away Ingram, Lance, and one of Kuzma or Lonzo. But I'd give up Lonzo for me, just because I think Kyrie will come next year. I think Kyrie's going to the Lakers. It just all the signs point that they're gonna.
Well, okay. Do you know when Anthony Davis's contract is up?
Not this summer, but the next.
Next summer, okay. He obviously doesn't want to be in New Orleans. He said he did earlier, but I didn't believe.
I think he said he'd be willing to play the rest of the season, but I guess over the summer he wants out.
Well, he's gonna get. I wonder if we'll get booed. That'd be interesting. But I don't know. I definitely would do the Nick Wright trade. That's retarded. But they're going to have to give up some pieces to get Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a top five player in the NBA.
And including for cap purposes, because I'm pretty sure he has a supermax, right?
Right now?
Yeah, he's $25 million against the cap.
It's definitely it's not as much as what – I don't know. When did he sign with them?
And then here's what Nick Wright said. LeBron, Rondo, Hart, which Josh Hart is not a bad piece. Anthony Davis and JaVale start. Bench of Chandler, KCP, Beasley, and Z with buyout guys and possibly Melo coming later. Nah, I still don't want that. I think Kuzma's been a solid player, and I think that Zubac has been a solid player. I think you keep those two if you're going to keep anybody out of the young, out of that four of Lonzo, Ingram, Kuzma, Zubac.
Well, would you rather give up Lonzo or Josh Hart?
Lonzo.
You'd rather give up Lonzo?
Because I said that I think Kyrie's coming next year. I think Kyrie.
Can they afford Kyrie?
Yeah, they can. If at a free agency, yes. They have space for one more max free.
Is Lonzo really considered that much better than Josh Hart, though? In all honesty,
It's not that. It's the fact that at the end of the day, you get a better point guard, right? Josh Hart's a solid piece you can keep and won't demand a better contract than Lonzo, if you think about it.
No, I agree. Josh Hart is they could trade either one of those, and I think it would still be fine.
I'd rather keep Hart. I just think that – I think Lonzo's a good piece, but for Lonzo, I think Lonzo would rather – I don't think he wants to be a bench player behind Kyrie.
I don't know. I just don't think Kyrie – like, I don't think Kyrie actually wants to go back with
– I think he does.
I don't think so.
The way it's looked the last week where he had called to apologize to LeBron, and then – there are rumors that Kyrie is going to leave Boston, but where would he leave? He doesn't want – obviously, probably not to the Knicks unless KD signs there.
Well, okay, this could all change –
the Jazz!
This could all change depending on how well the Celtics do in the playoffs. The Celtics make it to the NBA Finals.
They could, but I think that them not getting Anthony Davis kind of says something. The Gordon Hayward sign looks horrible now because he hasn't played that well. I just don't know how much – and I think Kyrie – I think that if you stay – look, obviously he left to Boston because he wanted to be a leader, right? It's not going to work out because I guess Tatum is supposedly, I guess, the next big thing in the NBA. And they're putting him up to be like the next Kobe. Him and Kyrie have already kind of, I guess, beefed a little. So I think that Kyrie will put his pride aside and just go back with the Lakers go with the Lakers and be like, hey, I'll take a few more years with LeBron.
Okay, but do you think Kyrie wants to be the third best player on a team?
I think he doesn't mind I don't think he'd care.
I think he just wants to be second best. And even then, I think he
even then he'd have a role as to how much Anthony Davis touches the ball. I mean, he's the point guard. He's coming up with the same with LeBron. But I think he'd probably like it better in LA. That's just me. I think he'd just end up – I think if he's with LeBron, he'll be fine. He'd be fine when it comes to that.
I still think it's too early to say that he's leaving because the Celtics could still make it to the NBA Finals.
I saw somebody say that they got Scary Terry and future Kobe and Jason Tatum. Like, all right, slow down there, guys. Y'all had all these draft picks and have yet to win anything.
Interesting how a Celtics fan would compare him to Kobe. But he ain't going to be Kobe.
They're not going to say future Paul Pierce. Nobody wants that.
Celtics fans don't like Kobe. They don't like the Lakers.
But would you want a future Paul Pierce?
Why do they have to use Paul? I mean, Paul Pierce isn't a bad player.
He also wasn't, like, I remember still
you can't get freaking superstar players everywhere.
Do you remember Paul when Draymond Green when Paul Pierce was with the Clippers and it was his last season and Draymond Green told him nobody loves you and it was like his farewell tour in quotes and then he was like nobody loves you like they did Kobe and he started making fun of him. Same with Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas was supposed to do like the jersey retirement and then Isaiah Thomas was supposed to get his like commemoration that night because. I don't know.
Yeah, like, okay, I remember that. Like, why would Paul Pierce want to give time to Isaiah Thomas? He only played there.
Why would Isaiah Thomas get time? What did he do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and Paul Pierce is like, no, I'd rather have you guys not do that. And people bitch
about it. Great, you're 5'7", and you can make a jump shot. Congrats.
He had a great season, but, like, you don't deserve anything. You didn't do much.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
Oof.
Wow. Anthony Davis, though, he would make the Lakers a contender in the West.
Oh, dude, doubt. I think they'd be favorites if KD leaves.
Favorites. All right, let's say the trade happens.
I think. Let me give you this. No, not this year. Let's do this right. Going into next season, Kyrie, LeBron, and AD. And
not convinced on Kyrie, but I'll play along.
Oh, okay, play along. I'll play along.
I won't.
And then KD, Steph, and Klay. I take the Lakers just because – oh, fuck, I did have to – no, it depends. I guess it more depends on if Boogie wants a bigger contract because supposedly that's why he stuck with the Warriors. Just 1 year, get a ring, and then get a massive contract after he, like, I guess impresses people. But
So okay,
Draymond's on the down. I think Draymond's Draymond wants a max. Draymond's
Draymond's never been a great
player. Yeah, but outside of the Warriors, Draymond doesn't do well. He just fits the Warriors system. He has the luxury of having two of the greatest shooters of all time, and then one of the greatest offensive
three.
Okay, you want to know what all three. Draymond has to do is pick up like the just the little bit of slack.
Yeah,
like
just,
it's very little, just like maybe like the 0.5% of slack.
Like, LeBron's playing well. Go defend him. Klay's like Draymond Green on steroids just because he could shoot like crazy, but picks up the slack for Steph's defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but he's not go. I guess that was the blessing of having Boogie. Maybe Boogie stays for cheap and just takes over for Draymond. I don't know how much Draymond is wanted to come back, but all right. Was that good, or you have anything more you want to mention?
No, it sounds like that is good.
Yeah, we just wanted to mention that since, you know, basketball's also a big sport.
We'll be talking about that next week probably.
Yeah. All right, well, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Hope you guys enjoy the Super Bowl. It's going to be awesome.
Catch us on First Take. I'll be wearing a Cam Newton
hopefully
jersey.
Hopefully we'll be
sitting
we'll
next to the guy wearing a Devontae Adams jersey.
Sitting to the guy wearing a hoodie.
Nice.
A larger person.
Do you not have any Patriots stuff?
I actually have a t-shirt. Yeah, I could wear that.
No.
I have a t-shirt.
Yeah. Wear your Real Madrid jersey. Oh wait.
Why would I do that?
Oh, I thought you didn't have one.
No, I do. I have two. So,
go enjoy some of the Super Bowl events
around here.
No.
All right, guys, we'll talk to y'all
next
week.
Don't get mugged. It's a bad city.
Jesus Christ. Hey, cool. Enjoy the Super Bowl. We'll talk to y'all next week.